Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. I want to thank all of you for coming out this morning for a very important announcement that's going to impact thousands of lives in both the town of Tonawanda and the village of Kenmore. 50 years ago this year, the Tonawanda Town Board, under the leadership of Supervisor Jim Ryan and others, approved the startup of something that has become one of our town's most valuable services, having our own paramedic unit. Our paramedics for the past five decades have saved tens of thousands of lives, and they are an invaluable asset to our community. You would be hard-pressed to find anyone in our community who hasn't had their services or doesn't know someone who hasn't had their services. We love our paramedics, obviously. Providing first-rate emergency services is at the top of our watch list as a town board, which brings us to the reason why we are all here this morning. The town will be launching, in the first part of 2025, our own ambulance corps due to the pressing need of finding a way to address the over 6,000 calls annually that come into our 911 system that require ambulance service. This is something that has been under consideration from the town board for over a year now, and our new ambulance corps will serve both the town of Tonawanda and the village of Kenmore, similar to our paramedic unit. Last October, the town board took the initial step and engaged Fitch and Associates, a leading national consulting firm in the EMS field, to conduct a study. That study was finalized this past spring, and over the past 6 months, Chief Jim Stauffiger, Paramedic Supervisor Matt DeRose, the Town Public Safety Committee, which consists of myself, Deputy Supervisor Gina Santa Maria, and Councilwoman Jill O'Malley, as well as the other town board members, Carl Zurich and Tim Hennessy, we have been reviewing and analyzing its findings, and after much discussion, it was determined that this service for our community was much needed. Response time, as you can imagine,
is very important for our first responders, whether they be police, fire, paramedics, or ambulance service. The amount of time it takes for our first responders to arrive can mean life or death in some situations. Our ambulance corps will ensure that our residents will be receiving the best emergency care they need when they need it the most. Our goal, as I stated earlier, was to get it up and running in the first quarter of 2025 with two full-service ambulances and add two more ambulances later next year. Each ambulance costs approximately $250,000, wishful thinking there, $250,000 to fully equip. To assist us in achieving that goal, Assemblyman Bill Conrad has already offered his and the state's help with a grant of $250,000 to buy the first ambulance and equip it. So on behalf of our entire community, Assemblyman, I want to thank you for your commitment to your community, our community, and the first responders. At this time, I will turn it over to Chief Jim Stauffiger for comments that he has to make. Chief?
Thank you, Supervisor. Okay. Good morning, everyone. It's always a pleasure to get together for good news. We don't often get to do that, but I will start by saying go Sabres, because I am a big Sabres fan, and welcome back Lindy Ruff. Hopefully you're watching. So having a reliable ambulance service is a critical component of public safety. And adding this benefit to our already exceptional public safety services can significantly improve our community's quality and timeliness of ambulance transport. Supervisor James Ryan's foresight in establishing the town's paramedic services was gifted to us 50 years ago. And today, we remain a public safety model provider that other communities wish that they had. 50 years from now, we will be looked at similarly by our vision of starting a municipal ambulance service.
Thank you, Chief. At this time, I would like to call on Paramedic Supervisor Matt DeRose. Matt's leadership and guidance over these past 6 months, especially in working our way through the study, has been invaluable. And I just want to acknowledge him now for all his assistance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Just a few comments. First, I'd like to thank Supervisor Eminger, Deputy Supervisor Gina Santa Maria, Councilwoman Jill O'Malley, Councilman Carl Zurich, Chief Stauffiger, Assistant Chief Fennell, Paramedic Crew Chief Naparolsky, and Dr. O'Brien. Their steadfast support throughout this has gotten us to this point today. As everybody has said, 50 years ago, Supervisor Jim Ryan, Town Labor Relations Director Norm Stocker, and Dr. Joseph Tackett came together to innovate in an EMS system that had never been seen in this area. The mission then and today is to provide the highest quality care to the citizens of the town of Tonawanda and the village of Kenmore. That is our mission going forward. A conversation a little over a year ago between the supervisor, Chief Stauffiger, Assistant Chief Fennell, and myself has brought us to this point. We all agreed that we need to do something to lead and be the leading public safety agency, the premier public safety agency in the area. We identified the significant need to add to our emergency medical services system and establish an ambulance transport work in conjunction with the paramedics and the police department. By establishing our own transport system, we're going to be an additive solution to the emergency medical services system here in the town of Tonawanda and help to alleviate some of the strain that already exists on the system. I thank you all for coming today, and we look forward to the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Before I open it up to questions, if anybody has questions, I do want to acknowledge some of the people who are standing behind me. Obviously, you just saw Chief Stauffiger and Paramedic Supervisor DeRose, of course, Assemblyman Bill Conrad. I would like to invite Bill Conrad up to say a few words now, if you cut you off guard here. Obviously not.
I'm always scripted. Obviously, I'm thrilled to be here for this momentous announcement. Momentous for the town and its paramedic unit, and most especially for the residents of the town of Tonawanda, who will continue to receive skilled, immediate response emergency care at the hands of our world-class EMS professionals. The ambulance will get there quicker. We all know our paramedics get there very quick. That response time is a moment of seconds, minutes, hours before someone, a victim of stroke, heart attack, could be reversed. And I've seen their work firsthand as they've saved my own mother-in-law, my grandfather, and others throughout this whole community. I'm very proud of their work and the police department here and the whole crew that makes this happen from our dispatchers on. And I was very proud to hear that this work was going on. I was talking to Matt over the summer, and we were discussing the response times and how can we improve the services for this community. And I was talking to my predecessor, Robin Schimminger, and he goes, you know, Bill, I did that. 50 years ago, we're one of two towns in the entire state of New York that provides paramedic services. I did that. Don't forget that, Bill. So I want to thank Robin and Supervisor Ryan for their work in the past. I had to give them a plug there. But just very proud. And when the supervisor said that we were going to do this, I immediately went to work and tried to find something to help them out. Because this is not cheap to start, but it certainly is put together to outlive and or work the system, as it were. It's a self-funding system, and it, I think, puts a step towards this agency and its deliverance of services. And I'm very proud to be a part of that and deliver that $250,000 grant to the town. So thank you very much. Thank you, Supervisor.
Thanks, Assemblyman. And thank you once again for your generous offer for that grant. It is greatly appreciated. It gets us off on the right foot. And as alluded to a little earlier, I'm going to introduce some of my colleagues up here on the town board. Councilwoman and Deputy Supervisor Gina Santa Maria, Councilwoman Jill O'Malley, Councilman Carl Zurich. We have joining us today two members from our James V. and Faye Ryan Paramedic Foundation, Dan Wiles and John Beaumont. I would like to point out that John Beaumont was here 50 years ago when they announced the kickoff of the paramedics. And it's come full circle a little bit in here launching this. So it's great to have some institutional knowledge, I guess, still around that we can rely on. So thank you for that. I'm going to get more into the details in the coming months of what's going on. Actually, Monday, I'm delivering my budget message. I'll be getting into it a little bit more actually then about some of the finances on the venue that we're launching today. But it will be budget neutral at the worst case scenario, and we should and are expecting it to have a positive cash flow to the town and for the residents. So it's a win-win all the way around for everybody. And we're excited. This is a great day for our community, and we look forward to the beginning of 2025 when we'll be launching this system. So at this time, I would like to I'll open up for questions if anybody has any questions.
Could you kind of talk about the delays and what's been going on for the current situation?
Sure. Well, that was what was brought to our attention a little over a year ago about the delay in response time from our ambulance companies that we use. And it's no knock against them. It's just that, you know, it's like a lot of companies are having trouble, you know, finding people to fill their positions. So our paramedics make the call. They arrive at the scene. And they're sometimes they have to wait upwards of 30 to 60 minutes for the ambulance to arrive. They can't leave the scene until the ambulance arrives to transport the person to the hospital. So that delays them from going out on other calls that are needed in our community. So it becomes a huge benefit to the person that needs the ambulance service because they get to the hospital, whether it be for a stroke or some other reason, they can get there as quickly as possible. And the other reason is our paramedics are freed up to make other calls.
And when would your contract end with the cities? Like, how is that working?
Well, we're going to stay. What's the contract is year to year? Yeah, it's a year to year contract, and we're still going to be using outside ambulance companies to transport people. Like whether the hospital transfers, we are not going to get involved with. We're concentrating on the 9/11 calls, okay? And there are over 6,000 of those calls a year, okay? Do the math on how many that is a day. I'm not that smart. Okay.
Could you explain the timeline, I guess, of when the first two ambulances will be provided and the second two ambulances will be available?
Okay. We are moving fast. You know, when we pulled the trigger on making the decision here, we have reached out to ambulance. When I say we, Paramedic Supervisor Matt DeRose, that's the we concept here. We reached out to an ambulance company for new ambulances, and they do have some that are available. And like I said, we're looking to launch to January, February of next year. So we are going to put in our claim to those two ambulances. So we will have those right from the get-go when we're ready to open on the first day. And like I said, hopefully next summer, we're going to crawl before we walk, walk before we run. You know, we don't want to jump right in with four ambulances right away. We're going to work some of the kinks out. We know there are going to be some kinks, but hopefully very few. You know, we're in the business already, you know, paramedics. That's the advantage we have, in my opinion, over most municipalities. Okay, we know how to provide this service, you know, to the public to a degree. It's just the transportation wing that we're expanding on. It's a very important part. So, yeah, so we'll start off with the two ambulances right away in the beginning part of 2025, the summer of 2025, pull in another ambulance. And then by this time next year, or you know, by the end of the year, we'll add our fourth ambulance. So if anybody knows anybody who's in the EMS field, we will be hiring, right? Okay, so we will be hiring, and I would ask them although we won't be hiring until later this year, beginning of next year, I would ask them to reach out to Paramedic Supervisor Matt DeRose. He is at M, as in Michael, DeRose, DeRose, at tonawanda.ny.us. Reach out to him and get the process started. We hope to have, again, we are looking to hire when we're at the full complement. We're looking to hire, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 new EMS personnel to man our ambulance corps.
Would your paramedics be able to staff the ambulances, or is that a different skill set, different certification?
You want to address that? Or?
Sure. So the whole goal is to provide EMTs on the ambulance and paramedics on their fly cars. It makes us has more manpower at the scene, so that way they don't require a paramedic to transport them to the hospital, and we can send them with the EMTs. It makes us more versatile, more efficient in keeping the paramedic in service long term.
Can you also just talk about maybe the frustrations and challenges from that being on the ground of Palestine right now?
Sure. You know, the big thing is it's our call volume increases in every year. And the supervisor talked about the 6,000 ambulance transports. That's, and two, we took 8,296 calls last year. 6,000 of those required ambulance transport. So that's what we're talking about, that 6,000 number. It's just busy. We take upwards of 20 plus calls a day. So this is to make us more efficient. This is to make us have more, I don't want to say reliable, but more control over what we're having provided to the public. So.
Can you just say your name again?
Sure, Matthew DeRose.
Just spell it and your title.
Sure, Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, DeRose, D-E, capital R-O-S-E, and I'm the paramedic supervisor.
And would you buy these ambulances new? Would you buy them used? Could you lease them?
Purchase new ambulances. Yes.
And we did explore or talk about buying used. City of Lockport,
yes.
Is it the city? City of Lockport went in, had developed an ambulance corps fairly recently, and they went into the used, they bought used ambulances, and we have been told that they advise us not to do that. There have been maintenance issues with them already. So there's going to be some initial investment, but like I said, the revenue will exceed the expenses on the project. And most importantly, the residents of our community will deserve and get the first-rate emergency care that will definitely save lives.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.